In the first 6 months of its new ordinance, the Seattle Police Department issued about 100 citations for smoking pot in public. But yesterday, Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes said he would seek to have all of those tickets dismissed. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
People who smoke marijuana in public in Seattle are subject to a citation with a $27 fine. But Seattle officials say they want to track who gets cited to see if poor people or minorities are disproportionately ticketed. A report issued in July seemed to bear out those concerns. It also became clear that a single police officer had written most of those tickets and scrawled some political commentary on them as well. SPD Deputy Chief Carmen Best says that officer is on duty but under investigation. The police department is seeking to vacate the tickets he wrote.
It would be unethical and imprudent for us to support having those folks get those citations when, in fact, the motivation was political and not just on the enforcement issue.
Pete Holmes says his goal is to educate people to change their behavior, not necessarily to issue lots of tickets. He says dismissing all the roughly 100 tickets issued through July will give the city a clean slate for its monitoring efforts.
If we want to make sure we haven't skewed our sampling, we might as well toss all tickets and effectively hit the reset button.
Police officials say officers have been confused about when to cite people for smoking marijuana in public. SPD Assistant Chief Nick Metz says officers are being told to issue a verbal warning first in most circumstances and to issue the ticket if the problem continues. He says SPD implemented a new code to track those verbal warnings starting on September 2nd, and 8 documented warnings have been issued so far. Council members say they do want to see enforcement of the ordinance. Sally Clark said 8 warnings in the month of September seems pretty low.
I mean, from September 2nd until now. Mm-hmm. And yet, I think we could find 8 if we walked from here to mm-hmm. Pike Place Market just on one street easily.
Metz said SPD may develop a pamphlet to distribute along with the verbal warning, especially to help tourists understand the new law. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.